Box A, Screenshot. Here we show what we are talking about. At the bottom of Box A, we have a bitmap image. What we are trying to do is load the bitmap data into our program and then render the image to the client area of the window, as shown in the top figure of Box A. So clearly, we can get much more detailed 2D graphics by loading images made by a professional artist than we can by just drawing lines and rectangles. Box B, Drawing Preparations. Before we can render a bitmap, we need to get access to the bitmap. This is pretty simple since we already loaded the bitmap as a resource to our project on the previous slide. Like many other things in Windows programming, we get access to a Windows object via a handle. A handle to a bitmap is represented with the HBitmap data type. To get a handle to a bitmap resource, we use the loadBitmap function, which returns such a handle. This function takes two parameters. The first is a handle to the application instance. Recall that the handle to the application instance is passed into the WinMain function. For the second parameter, we must pass our bitmap name through a Win32 macro, which will convert the numeric resource ID to the bitmap name. Recall that we named our bitmap IDB bitmap1 on the previous slide. Also note that when we add a new resource, a new header file called resource.h is automatically created, which contains our resource names and symbols. So in order for the application to recognize the symbol IDB bitmap1, you will need to pound include resource.h. So now we have a handle to a bitmap. But what if we want more information about the bitmap, such as the dimensions? To obtain this information, we need to call the getObject function. This function is a general-purpose function that will return information about a Win32 object. The first parameter of this function specifies a handle to the object we want information about. In this case, we pass in the handle to the bitmap. The second parameter is the size in bytes of the data structure the function will fill out to provide the information. Here, a bitmap structure will be filled out with the information, so we specify the size of this structure. Note that the bitmap structure is discussed in Box C. Finally, the last parameter is a pointer to an instance that will be filled out by the function with the information about the object. So here we pass the address of a bitmap instance. For our purposes, the primary reason why we needed to obtain the bitmap information was for its dimensions, which will be needed when rendering the bitmap. To render a bitmap to the client area of a rectangle, we must first associate the bitmap with a separate system memory device context. We do this with the createCompatibleDC function. This function takes one parameter, which is a handle to an existing device context upon which to base the creation of the new compatible device context. So in the code shown, we just pass in the handle to the device context returned by BeginPaint. Note also that this function returns a handle to the newly created compatible device context. Next, we need to associate our bitmap with this new system memory device context. We can do that with the SelectObject function. This function takes a handle to the device context we want to associate the bitmap with as the first parameter. The second parameter is the handle to the bitmap we want to associate with the device context specified by the first parameter. This function returns a handle to the previously selected bitmap. It is considered good practice to restore the original object back to the device context when finished with the newly selected object. Note that this function is actually a general-purpose function, in that it works with general GDI objects, not just bitmaps. As you will see later, we can select other kinds of Win32 objects with this function. Now that we have our bitmap associated with the system memory device context, we can copy the pixels of the bitmap over to the Windows client area with the bitblit function. However, before we do that, let us look at the bitmap structure in more detail. Box C, the bitmap structure. Box C shows the data members of the bitmap structure. We only discuss the four most important data members. The data member BMWidth is the width of the bitmap measured in pixels. The data member BMHeight is the height of the bitmap measured in pixels. The data member BMBitsPixel is the number of bits used to describe a single pixel in the bitmap. 24 bits per pixel is common for colored bitmaps, that is, 8 bits for red, 8 bits for green, and 8 bits for blue. The data member BMBits is a pointer to the actual bitmap elements, that is, a pointer to the matrix array. Box D, rendering. We are now ready to copy the pixels from the bitmap to the client area with the bitblit function. If you quickly review the example function call, you will notice that we never specify the bitmap handle as a parameter. So how does it know which bitmap to copy over? Well, this function works sort of indirectly. Recall that we associated our bitmap with the system memory device context in box B. So instead of specifying a bitmap handle, for instance, we instead specify the system memory device context with which we associated the bitmap. And similarly, we don't specify a bitmap representing the client area window. Rather, we specify a device context which is associated with the client area window. By construction, the device context returned by BeginPaint is already associated with the client area window. So to quickly review the parameters of bitblit, the first is a handle to the device context which is associated with the surface we are writing to. The next four parameters specify the dimensions of a rectangle on the destination surface that represents our target. For example, we need not draw to the entire client area window. We can draw to only a subset of it. The sixth parameter is a handle to the device context with which our source bitmap is associated. The next two parameters specify the origin of the source rectangle. Finally, the last parameter specifies how the pixels should be copied. Here we do a direct pixel copy by specifying source copy. However, there are other copying methods too, which we will learn about in a later chapter.